Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm going to end up somewhere in Romans 6 and 23. But I want to go to Romans 3 and 23 first. I want to read that one first. Let's keep your fingers on the other ones.
3 and 23.
Just one little verse there. 23, huh? One scripture, 3 and 23, applies to everybody. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all hear me? Like, all right. It says, for all have sinned. Everybody say that.
For all have sinned.
And came short of the what?
Glory of God.
You hear the scripture say, some of us, huh?
All
it said,
of
all of us.
All.
And you said, what started that? Why I'm a sinner? What made me a sinner? Why I got to be in that category with people? Why? I'm a good person. What are you talking about? I ain't no sinner. The Bible said, all have sinned.
Yes.
And came what? To what?
Glory of God.
So we all in the same boat.
Yes.
Everybody that was born on this earth except Jesus. Amen. Say except Jesus.
Except Jesus.
Huh? Have sin.
Have sin.
Bible said we was born in sin and was shaped where?
Shaped in iniquity.
We was born in sin. Well, why I'm born in sin? What did who did that to me?
Adam.
Yeah, who?
Adam.
Who is Adam? Some people don't know who Adam is.
First man.
I know Adam in school. I grew up with an Adam in school. That's who that Adam?
The first Adam, the man God made. The first man
thank you,
made
Jesus.
God in the Garden of Eden.
Now how did he make us all sinners?
He disobeyed the commandment made of the forbidden fruit.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Adam. Wait, he has some help though. Wait. y'all always think you can get out of it, huh? Huh? Just leave it all on man, huh? Wait a minute. Y'all know what a serpent is, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, do y'all know that serpent talked?
Yes, it did.
Huh? Had legs. He had legs.
Like
he talked.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So he didn't wallow on the floor, on the ground until Jesus put him down there. Uh-huh. And who got in Satan? I mean, the serpent.
Satan.
Who's that?
The devil.
And what's his other name?
Lucifer.
You know, that's his real name. Y'all know that. That's his real name.
Yeah.
If you want to get serious with Satan, call him by his real name.
All right. I want to get serious.
Huh? Yes, you do. Call him by his real name, Satan. Lucifer. Leave me alone. Tell him to leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
You see, the woman didn't do that day.
That's right.
So she don't get away with. Wait a minute now. She played a part in this, huh? Yeah, think the women just get away scot-free. They've been doing that ever since Eve, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, huh? Can't take all the blame, huh?
No.
I'm going to make y'all feel real good. Adam is all the blame.
Okay.
Even though the woman kind of tricked him, you know, on the sly. Said, ooh, this food tastes good. That thing down there, that talk to me. What's that thing? A snake. Oh, that's a serpent. He told me that it's good. It ain't going to kill me. It ain't going to do nothing. I'm not going to die. Huh? When he told Adam that, Adam got weak. Ooh, weak. Uh-oh, I shouldn't say that, huh? Weak. Why is man so weak?
Tell it like
this. Huh? Y'all have an influence, huh? That's why. See, then now you say you have influence, then y'all play the part then.
Yeah,
huh? We got the influence, huh? I don't care how you put it. You put it any kind of way you want to put it. God told Adam not to eat that fruit.
That's right.
Gave him a command.
He
did not give the command to Eve. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why the devil went to him. He knew that too. He was already here. Thank you, Jesus. See, what's going to happen here in this message, I'm going to try to do, thank you, Jesus, a disease, a virus was in the world. Thank you, Jesus. A plague was in the world. Huh? A sickness was in the world. And Satan was that sickness. That's one argument I have with God. I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry. But that's one argument I have with God. And I often ask myself this. Why didn't you send Satan to Venus? And to think about it. Just think about it, huh? All the planets that God created. Huh? The moon, Mars. You think he's been there? You think he's been there? Well, when he cast him out, he just went his way, didn't he? Why he had to come down here? Jesus, when he created Adam and Eve, his plan was that this place was going to be paradise.
Yes, it was.
Just read your Bible. He created and made this earth for us.
Yeah.
Everything was going to be pleasant. Everything was no hard work. They had to work and do nothing. Eve, the reason why she, when she had a baby, she's in pain because of what sin did.
Amen. Right.
You know, you was going to multiply.
Yeah.
Man was going to multiply.
Yeah.
But it was going to, your baby probably going to go, and it's done with it. Just come out. No pain. No pain. Thank you, Jesus.
That would sure be nice.
Oh, Lord, huh?
That
was the plan.
Yeah.
That was God's plan. His plan was I created man, and I created a female for him, and they were going to multiply the earth. And to Eve, huh, got weak. Huh? And then one man caused us to become sinner. From that day that Adam tasted that fruit, huh? He gave us a virus.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
A disease.
Yes.
An incurable disease. Did y'all get that?
Amen.
From that day, when everybody that came through the womb of their mother and into the earth become sick with that disease. And that disease is sin. Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
It's sin. No matter what, it's sin.
Yeah.
You know, you just was born in it. Every day, born in sin. That is no, ain't no other way of getting around it. Talking about it, no scientist, no a medical person that do those cures and stuff. You know, a certain, you know, when they get to take a flu shot, huh? Get your flu shot. I don't know why I can still get the flu. Every time I get my shot, I still get it. Something go wrong. Nothing like that. Cannot come up with a cure to fix what Adam did.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to stand here before you and tell you, Adam did it.
Yes. Okay.
Eve didn't. Okay. Adam did it. Hallelujah. And the sin come in is when Adam disobeyed God.
Hallelujah.
That's when the sin come in.
Yes.
Sin is disobedience. To God, His law, His ways,
yes.
And the way He wants us as people back to Adam before Adam was hard-headed and ate up that fruit. God wanted us back,
yes,
to that point,
yes.
And He's been trying to get us back to that point for thousands of years,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Whew. Thank you, Jim. I'm so glad I'm not God. Oh. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
I'm glad I'm not God. I don't know how He could do it. Huh? But He got compassion.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He put up with sin and disobedient and hard-headed. Ooh, people, who did the first murder?
Cain.
There wasn't no murder. Huh?
Uh-huh.
That's when it all started. Sin. When he committed that murder, what was that?
It was sin.
Amen. And ever since, man just have been so disobedient and hard-headed to God, doing some of everything. Even the people, when He took them out of Egypt, huh? He led them out of Egypt, got out of Egypt. They went back to making a golden calf. God had said, don't you make no graven image or nothing and bow down to it. What they do?
They did it.
Made a calf. Some of them went back to Egypt.
Yeah.
I had it better when I was in Egypt.
Yeah.
They were slaves. You see how God was full, He put up with man?
Hallelujah.
Put up with sin? Thank you, Jesus. Well, my message today, that God is the antidote.
Amen. God is the antidote.
God is the antidote. Thank you, Jesus. all these years he put up with the Israelites, his chosen people, people who he chose to come as, thank you, Jesus. He tried so many things down through the years and ages until he got to the point he got to know her. He just got tired. Y'all hear me? God got tired of putting up with man. That's just from the beginning to Noah. Huh? And that wasn't no thousands of years. And he said he was going to destroy everything.
Yes.
Don't y'all know the story?
Amen.
He said he's going to destroy everything. Birds, animals, man, everything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God that we have Brother Noah. Huh?
That's right.
If we didn't have him, we wouldn't be here today.
Hallelujah.
The earth wouldn't be here today if we didn't have Noah.
Amen.
Because Noah was a righteous man.
Yes, right.
And any righteousness would catch the attention of God.
Yes.
And for him being righteous and an upright man, he changed his mind. I preach that, huh?
Yes.
He changed his mind because of that one man. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And he still did what?
The earth.
He destroyed everything except 8 members of his family. Thank you, Jesus. And he said 2 animal species of each.
Right.
See, he had a reason to do that.
Yeah.
God had a reason to do the 2 animals of each. You know why? It took him 6 days to create them. Didn't it, Sister Kyle?
Yeah, 6 days
ago. And it's the 7th day he had to stop and rest, didn't he?
Yeah.
You think he want to do that again? You think God want to go, huh? You think he want to start over again making a giraffe?
Yo.
Can you imagine in your mind how hard it was to make the elephant? You ain't gonna do that again.
Yeah.
No, I want you to open the door and let 2 animals go in there because I ain't going to do that again. I'm not coming down there. No, I'm not. So 2 animals went in, bugs. See, we always say animals. Just the ant, the spiders, he could have left those. Thank you. Birds, anything. There's a lot of things I can name he could have left. You know, but he said he was not going to spend no more time down here on earth or anywhere recreating the earth, the animals again.
Amen.
Started over with 8 people.
Uh-huh.
The world started. If you read your Bible, you go back in the Old Testament, 8 people started.
Amen.
The animals got along with Jesus. Huh? God, you know, he got along with the animals. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? But those 8 people, somewhere down the line, Brother Ted, man started acting up again.
Yes.
Somewhere, they just won't do right.
Uh-huh.
So God had to think, you know, how am I going to fix this? See, I got to talk to God, you know, talk for God. How am I going to fix this? You know, I could picture God doing this.
Yeah.
The angels that got up here with me, they don't give me no trouble. Thank you, Jesus. But that flesh down there on earth. Oh man. You know, he sits on his throne. Huh? He sits on his throne. And he sees everything. He knows everything. So he's the Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. I can picture him like this.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I don't want to go down there and just burn them up and just get rid of them.
Yes,
I don't want to do that. I got to do something. They sick and I need to give them some medicine.
Oh, wow.
They need the medicine. What can I do to give them? You know, God spoke like this in the Bible.
Yeah.
What can I do? I was going to get rid of man totally, but I changed my mind. I gave them a chance again. Mm-hmm. And here they is again. Idols, huh? Statues.
Yeah.
And then he came up with an antidote.
All right.
Y'all know what the antidote was? The word. Did y'all got me? God sent an antidote.
All right.
Because he knew he was the only one. Only power. Nobody else could do this. Nobody could invent this. Man is trying to make a man. They ain't making no man. That's a piece of a man. That's a robot. There ain't no man. You know, huh?
Yeah.
God was the only one that could send the antidote to free us from sin.
Yeah.
We need a shot.
Yeah.
Huh? We need to be vaccinated. Huh?
Right.
So he came up with a plan. Years and years and thousands of years before we ever was existed. He came up with a plan. And he sent his what?
His word.
Uh-huh. So if he sent his word, who is his word?
Jesus Christ.
And who is Jesus?
Jesus is the word of God.
He's the word of God, so that makes him what?
God.
God came down here himself.
Yes, he did.
Y'all, come on. Follow me now, huh?
Yes.
He came. Wait, there's three that bear record in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Y'all got that?
Yeah.
What's the first one? I can hear you.
Yes.
The Father. Who is the Father?
God.
And then the Word.
The flesh he made.
What Word? What is the Word?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's Jesus Christ, but what is this?
God.
The Father.
The
Word, the Word,
and
the Holy Ghost. Okay, then what is the Word?
The Word is God.
It's God.
Yes. The word is God.
I had to drill this in them a lot of times, so you know, I had to work with them with this to make sure they got it. There's three that bear record in heaven.
Yes.
And these three are what?
Are one.
They won. Thank you, Jesus. So, the Father, well, we know that's God, right?
Right.
God is our Father, huh?
Right.
The Word. What is the Word?
The Word is God.
The Word is God's Word.
God's spoken word.
It's Him. It's God.
Yeah.
And then the Holy Ghost. We know what the Holy Ghost is, isn't it?
The Spirit of God.
It's the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Y'all got that?
Yeah.
He made that formula. When He told the apostle this, thank you, Jesus. He made that formula to create an antidote for us to be redeemed back to where Adam was.
Yes.
I lost y'all?
No.
Want me to say that again?
Thank you.
Huh? God made the formula He came up with so to get us back to Adam by sending His what?
His word.
The antidote.
The antidote
who we love, thank you, Jesus, we're going to find out later. The antidote is the Word of God.
Yes.
But you see, let me explain something to you. See, if God would have came down here as God,
we'd be
scorched to nothing.
Exactly.
Man can't take the brightness of God. We'd burn up. So instead, He sent His Word.
Yes.
Put His Word down into who?
Mary.
Uh-huh. And came out when He said, God so loved the world that He gave His Son.
His only begotten Son.
Y'all got that right? His what?
Begotten.
God's only begotten is what?
Is Jesus Christ, the Word.
Himself.
Yes.
Y'all got that? I'm going to drill it in you. I'm going to drill it in you, huh? Y'all going to be scholars. God's only begotten is His Word.
That's right.
Which is Himself.
Yes.
He sent His Word down and put the antidote in Mary.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Came out of Mary, just like y'all, all of us did. Lucifer said. Came out of Mary, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Just like we all came out of our mama, huh? He came out. No sin.
Yes.
See, this antidote had to be pure.
Yes.
It can't be no antidote that got messy in it. You know, you don't know what these people got in this stuff. We shooting in us. Oh, this will help you. To kill us.
Yeah.
But Jesus was a perfect antidote.
Yes.
See, before God sent His Word, He let the angels name His Word.
Right.
Y'all following me?
Yes.
The angel gave Jesus His name.
That's right.
Thank you. The Word was made flesh.
Yes.
When it got into Mary, y'all got that? The maid was word made. The Word was made flesh.
Wow.
The antidote was made flesh.
Wow.
Okay, He sent the antidote, but before He gave us the antidote, He waited 33 and a half years, huh? Because He knew He had to stay down here and talk to us.
Yes.
He had to spend some time. Now, if He wanted to, He could just came, did what He had to do, and went on back on.
Amen.
He said, well, I'm going to take some time. I'm going to talk to these people. I'm going to tell them and show them. See, I had prophets and Moses. I had Isaiah and all these prophets trying to work with man, and they just don't get it. Huh? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to spend some time here, read the Matthew through John, and I'm going to talk to man. I'm going to show you what I want.
Yes.
Y'all hear, you hear what I'm talking about?
Yes.
God himself, the creator of the earth, universe, everything that's made, came down off his throne, came down here and to talk to us.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's what he did with the disciples.
Yeah.
He not name one for me. Come on.
Raised them from the dead.
Raised them from the dead. People were sick, lame, blind.
Yeah.
You want something done? Talk, go to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So when he says something's going to be done, it's going to be done.
Yeah.
He came down here and spent some time with us. But while he was down here, and said, you know, he let them know that, well, I'm down here now, but I'm going to let y'all know I'm not here to stay.
All
right. I'm not from here. Heaven is my home.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not here to stay. I come down here to do a job. I got the power to lay down my life, huh? And I got the power to raise it up. And Peter went off. What you talking about, huh? Lay down your life. Yeah, listen, I come here to die.
Yes.
Huh? I brought the antidote.
Yes.
And now I got to put the antidote in action.
Yes.
But I had to die. My blood, huh? My blood is the antidote, the word.
Yes. Yes.
And when he got on the cross and died, the antidote, we didn't get shot with no antidote yet.
Yes.
When he died and went down in the grave, he told him that in 3 days I'm going to get up. He got out of the grave, thank you, Jesus. Antidote, we didn't get it yet. Thank you, Jesus. He decided to stay here how long after he rose?
About 40 days.
40 days. Huh? 40 days. Jesus walked on the earth after he rose from the dead for 40 days to remind him. Why he had to remind him?
Because we're forgetful.
Peter said, when Jesus died, went down in the tomb, you know the first thing that Peter said? He said, just like this, I'm going to fishing. That's in the Bible.
Yeah,
I'm going to fish.
Oh.
And that's what they did. Went fishing. Forgot about everything Jesus did. Dead people were dead and raised them. Fed 5,000 people with how many pieces of bread and fish? All that stuff Jesus did. And after he went back fishing. They was out there in the water fishing, weren't catching nothing. Huh? You ever know how that feels? What they weren't even catching a minnow. Nothing. And Jesus came on the bank. Hey, who's that man out there? Well, I don't know who he is, huh? Come over here. Come over here. Bring your net and your boat over here. Who is he? Who do you think he is telling us how to fish? Who's that man? They didn't even recognize.
That's right.
He still looked like Jesus, huh? The antidote was talking to him. Come over here.
Yeah.
They came over there and said, cast your net. They cast their net. Net was so full, they couldn't even pull it up. Now we know who. That's Jesus.
Yeah.
That's Jesus, huh?
Yeah.
I know him now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Stayed with Jesus for, at least 20 years.
Yeah.
Huh? And then when he came back, didn't know it. The antidote was getting ready to give us the shot, but Ted,
right.
It's coming. The shot is coming.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus. We was plagued with the sickness of who?
Sin.
Sin. Adam is the one that caused the sickness, the virus, huh? Everybody that come in this world is affected with the virus. When you see a baby come in this world, first thing you say, oh, that baby's so cute. And when it's the baby ugly, we don't say nothing. Oh, Lord. Did you see that baby? We do it. Don't say nothing. Huh? Thank you, Jesus, huh? Well, that baby, cute, ugly, fat, skinny, whatever it is, was born in sin. Born with the virus. It's not their fault. It's Adam's fault. Huh? But Jesus is going to fix this, though.
Yes.
He come on down here, you know, so after showing them fishing and talking to them for a little more time, and said, look, man, I'm going home. I'm going home. I can't stay down here with y'all no more. Huh? Jesus said, I can't stand another day. I'm talking for Jesus, all right? Because I talk like that because when he left here in a hurry. Jesus left here in a hurry. He left here so fast, they didn't even see him. All they did was this. What happened, man? We were just talking to Jesus. Where'd he go? Two angels stood aside and said, what you looking up there for? This same Jesus coming back in like manner.
Right.
He went home and didn't look back. When he left, the apostles went up in the sky. The Bible said a cloud came. And he sat on it. And took him home. Thank you, Jesus. You know why he did that? Because he brought the antidote to us sinners. Thank you. Everybody, ain't nobody. We are in the same boat. Thank you, Jesus. Can't talk about nobody. Ain't nobody holier than thou. Thank you, Jesus. As long as we in this flesh right here, this enemy right here to get you, to make you do things that you don't want to do. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
Somebody get on your nerves. You ready to tell them what?
Yeah, you can't repeat your mind.
But tell them in the name of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus, huh? See, that's the antidote that Jesus brought to us. Thank you, Jesus. He told Peter, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes. Told him again, Peter, do you love me? Yeah, I love you. The third time. Do you love me, Sheila? Sheila. Do you love me, Peter? Tell me, Jesus. Jesus, you know, Peter said, why, you know, why he keep asking me that? He know I love him. Why he keep asking me that? I love you, Jesus. He didn't know what Jesus was having to do. He gave him a task. He said, feed my sheep.
Yeah.
He gave Peter the antidote.
Yeah.
Y'all bearing with me? Huh?
Yeah.
Y'all getting tired of me yet? Huh?
Yeah.
He gave Peter the antidote. And when he told the disciples what to do, he told them how to baptize. Thank you, Jesus. He told Peter everything he needed for the day that was coming. He told him to go to Jerusalem, and wait. Thank you, Jesus. He said, wait. Thank you, Jesus. And when they went up in Jerusalem and they waited for Jesus, and waited, he told us to come here and wait. We was waiting. We were singing songs and we were talking to each other. And he said, Jesus told us to come here. We just had to do what he said. I don't know what he's going to do, but he told us to just go to Jerusalem in the upper room and wait.
Mm-hmm.
They just did it. But Peter had the antidote.
Hallelujah.
He was a first spiritual doctor. Y'all follow that? He was the first spiritual doctor on earth. I don't know what kind of church it was. No church before Jesus. Jesus is the one who started the church. Thank you, Jesus. But when he gave Peter the antidote and told him what to do, he told Peter what to do in the upper room. Thank you, Jesus. In Acts 2:38, what happened? I can go through this whole Bible, but we'll be here a long time. I know y'all don't want me to do that. I'm just breaking it up, piece by piece. But he told Peter to go up in the upper room, and Peter stood up, and what happened?
The Holy Ghost. Came down.
As a rushing mighty what?
Wind.
As a
rushing
mighty wind. Came in the upper room and hit him. It hit him so that they got drunk.
Yeah.
They was drunk. You know, everybody was going, because the Holy Ghost made them drunk. And all the people that was around saw them, ooh, what's that y'all drinking? What that y'all got? I want some of that. It's the Holy Ghost. It made them so drunk, but then that one that speak Greek, and another one that speak Jewish, we're speaking each other's language.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I saw him speak Greek. What he doing speaking Spanish?
Yeah.
Ain't that Spanish? I know how he's. I was raised with that boy. He speaks Spanish real good. He's speaking Greek.
Speaking
y'all follow me?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
What
they got
the
drunk.
For it?
What's that?
What was the reason for it?
It was Jesus made a promise that he was going to send the Comforter.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost
yeah.
is the Comforter. He sent that to give a sign that this is the time for us to be saved.
Yeah.
On the day of Pentecost. The church started on the day of Pentecost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when God himself, Jesus, sent the Holy Ghost and hit them. And they got drunk and they just did what Jesus said. Go wait in the upper room. They just went up there and started singing songs and having a good time. And I guess the spirit got really hot and it came.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He said, and after you shall receive power, after what?
After the Holy Ghost.
After the Holy Ghost come upon you. And that was the prophecy that Jesus gave to the disciple and to Peter. Just go on up there, I'll be there. Huh? Just go on up there, y'all just wait. Tarry. He said, tell him to tarry. The word tarry means wait.
Yeah.
Just wait. No matter what it takes, just wait. They went up there and the Holy Ghost came. This is the first time the Holy Ghost fell down. He said the Holy Ghost was going to fall on the flesh. What's the scripture?
Yeah.
In the last days, what?
In the last days, I
will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's when that verse was fulfilled.
Yes.
When the Holy Ghost came. Once the Holy Ghost came and everybody in there received the Holy Ghost, it was 120 people up in the upper room. All of them got hit with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, amen.
Staggering out the room, you know. I mean, they was drunk. The Bible said they were so drunk, huh? Whoa, Lord have mercy. And the people outside heard all this commotion and stuff on. They said the Holy Ghost came in like a rushing mighty wind.
Yeah.
You know, that mean the building shook.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why I made them.
When it shook, they heard all that. And then Peter, after the sister said, what shall we do then? Huh?
Yeah.
Peter stood up with the antidote.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He stood up with the antidote that Jesus gave him.
Thank you.
When he walked with Jesus, before Jesus went away, he walked with Peter and told Peter exactly what to do. And he told him to repent. Repent means become godly sorry.
Yes.
You have to be godly sorry.
Yeah.
Now, I can't do it for you.
Yeah.
You got to go to God yourself and talk to him and tell him to forgive me of the sin that Adam put on me.
Yeah.
Ask God to forgive you of that sin and be sincere with God. Thank you, Jesus. And then if you're sincere with God, God gave them a commandment, told them to go and baptize the people in the Father and the Son and what?
No.
Okay.
The name of Jesus Christ.
And what?
The name of Jesus Christ.
In the name? No. Names?
Name.
Titles?
Name.
Name. He said, baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on.
For the remission of sins.
That scripture, when he told them back to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, when Peter stood up, y'all gonna be bad. Thank you, Jesus. When Peter stood up,
yes,
he did exactly what God told them to do.
Amen.
And when he cut it short.
Yeah.
Peter cut it short. He understood what the Father and Son and Holy Ghost meant.
Right.
Father and Son and Holy Ghost is Jesus.
Holy Ghost
of the title. He didn't tell me, I want you to baptize them in three titles.
No.
For them to be saved.
No.
No. God didn't tell us to baptize in titles.
Amen. Right.
He told them to baptize in the name.
In the name.
Huh? And in those three titles, that's only one name that is recognized. What is it?
Jesus.
Holy Ghost is not a name.
Right.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Son is not a name.
Right. Uh-huh.
Father is not a name.
Amen.
But in those three titles, there's a name that is recognized.
Amen.
Yes. Huh? What name was that?
Jesus Christ.
Son is what?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know no name of the Father. I didn't know his name before.
Right.
He was named Jehovah one time. He was named
Yahweh.
Different name. But there's only one name in that scripture that is recognized. And that is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, this is the Word.
Yeah.
Jesus is the Word.
Yes.
Jesus is the what?
He's God.
He's the what? Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the
antidote.
Okay. The shot to get rid of the disease of sin.
Yes.
And the Bible tells us, the Peter stood up and told him to be baptized in water. Head to your toes, or from your toes to your head, dip down in water. That's why Jesus had John to baptize him, demonstrate how I'm going to show you how I want you to baptize. Don't go sprinkling no water on nobody. Don't go dipping your head in the water. From your head to your toes. It was a reason for that. This was a formula that he gave us as an antidote to remove sin out of our life.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, go down in that water. You come out of that water. You are no more a sinner.
Amen.
You are free from the sin, the poison, the sickness,
yes.
Call it whatever you want to call it, from Adam.
Amen.
You're free from sin. Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
It's okay. Do you need to get baptized again?
No. Once you get baptized in the name of Jesus, you are baptized in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
I got baptized twice, because the first time I was only doing it because everybody else was doing it. All the other kids were doing it. I'm going to do it too. You know, but I didn't understand nothing, you know, what I was doing. So I did it again when I really came into the knowledge of Jesus and the baptism. I got baptized again. So that's up to you. It's totally up to you. But once you go down in that water, you come out of that water, you're a new creature. You're born again. This, when you go down that water, when you come out of that water, just like you came out of your mama's womb again.
Hallelujah.
You're brand new in the sight of God spiritually. You are brand new. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
I'm going too long today. I'm having fun.
Amen.
I love the word of God, huh? You come out of that water and say, and ye shall receive the gift. I tell people, get the Holy Ghost as fast as you can.
Yes.
When you go down in the water and Jesus' name come out, the devil is mad. You don't make him so mad. If he got anything to do with fire, he's smoking. he's burning up. I lost another soul. Thank you, Jesus. This is the formula that God gave us as an antidote. He said he came down here himself. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? To free us, redeem us by faith to him. And that's how, I don't know why a lot of people in the world don't understand this. It's simple as can be. But sometimes you say it's simple, it may not be simple to some people. It might take a little while for some people to catch it. You know, that's why when I tell people, when you get people baptized, leave them alone. You don't start telling them, pull your dress down. Don't wear no pants. Don't leave them alone.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost will take care of that.
Okay.
Once you get the Holy Ghost will deal with you to dress modest. We can wear red, nothing. Huh? Well, we brought up, they had so much stuff they don't add to the Bible. It's a shame. Thank you, Jesus. It's a shame. Leave the people alone.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Get them baptized in the name of Jesus. When they come out, leave them alone. And just teach. Teach it. Just teach. Teach in love. Show people in love. And when they get the Holy Ghost is a what?
Teacher and a leader and a guide.
It'll
lead him and guide him to all truth and
understanding. What Jesus said the Holy Ghost was?
The Comforter.
Comforter.
Yes.
He said, I will send you the Comforter. Remember that three in the bad record in heaven?
The Word is record. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. No, you bearing.
Bad record in heaven? Three that bad record in heaven? No witnesses on earth.
Oh.
Record is in heaven. See, y'all, it's going to take me 10 years to get y'all to this picture. I tell you. That's all right, Lord. I go ahead. I go ahead and help you, huh? Three that bad record in heaven?
Yeah.
You said it just a little while ago. You ain't that old. The Father,
the Word,
and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, okay.
When Jesus went back home, you didn't say it just now. When the Word went back home,
yes.
He said he was going to send the Comforter.
Yes.
And what was that?
The Holy Ghost.
Oh, wait, God himself came back.
Yeah.
Huh? In the spirit.
Yeah.
But he didn't come in the spirit. In the old days, he was in the presence of man.
Yeah.
He wasn't in man, but he was always the presence of man. Yeah. But this time, he's going to live inside of you. You know why? Can somebody tell me why Jesus going to live inside of you? Why he sent the Comforter?
Because we needed that power inside.
We need that power.
Yes. Purify us.
Yeah.
To give us something back. To redeem us.
He sent us that power because he knew we needed it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And we down here in the flesh, wrapped in this flesh, we needed some help.
Yes.
He's a mighty good God. He's good. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He thought of us. When he sought out this plan,
yes.
He knew that the weakness is going, I got to still help them down there.
Yes.
Huh? By sending myself back to them as a spirit to dwell inside. It takes the Holy Ghost
yes.
to live righteous.
Holy
huh? Holy. It takes the Holy Ghost to keep the formula that's inside you, the antidote, the serum, huh? Mm-hmm. Once you get the sir, once you go down in the water of Jesus' name, you took the shot. Huh? You got the antidote.
All right.
Free from sin. This is in the Word of God.
Yes.
You are free from sin.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said you're born again.
Amen.
The Bible said anybody that's in Christ Jesus is a new creature.
Yes.
He said what? Old thing what?
Passed away.
Everything you did before you went down in the water in Jesus' name is gone. God is not going to sit in the water.
Hallelujah.
When you come out of that water, all your sins, all what you did in the past life is in the water.
Yes.
It's buried. The burial part represents when Jesus went down in the tomb.
Yes, when he died.
Y'all follow me?
Uh-huh.
When Jesus went down in the tomb, when he died, they put him down there. That is the symbolic of the baptism in Jesus' name.
Yes.
You went down in the tomb. You went down in that water. And you came out of that water, everything that you did in your past life is, God don't hold that against you. You free.
Hallelujah.
He said, all things become what?
You.
Whatever you do after you went down in Jesus' name, huh? Then you got to talk to Jesus. Huh? That's why we need the Holy Ghost. That's why he sent us the Holy Ghost. He knew we got the formula. We got the what? Antidote. But he knew he got to use that area. He got to go get that flu shot,
yes.
Measles shot.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? We're going to need another shot.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't stop. You know, God give me a shot every day.
Yes.
I don't know about y'all. I need a shot every day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. I get up. I got to face this world, huh? Over again. I need a shot, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Tell Jesus I need a shot.
Yes. Shot.
Thank you, Jesus. You got the antidote. But if you go long too long, without getting another shot,
yes,
the devil will see you. The devil will see you. He's lurking. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell you what you got to do. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 6. This is what you got to do. 6 and 11. That's right. What did he say it tells us to do?
Put on the whole armor of God.
It's a reason why Peter stood up for Peter. Paul said this. Huh? Let's get into this now. I'm gonna let y'all go. The Bible says the wages of sin is what?
Death.
We living in sin, walking in sin, that's what the wages is, of sin, what's going to kill us, that's got dead. Physical and spiritual.
Spiritual.
Dead. Scott dead. You got this, Sister Cal?
Yes.
The wages of sin is death.
Oh, you're on 620.
Just stay where you're at.
Well, the wages of death is sin.
Uh-huh. But the what?
Gift of God.
What is the gift of God? The what?
The
we got the antidote. But God gave us a gift.
The Holy Ghost.
Did y'all follow that?
Yes.
It said, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, removal of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We have to have that gift of the Holy Ghost. I can't make it down here.
Amen.
If I didn't have the Holy Ghost, boy, I'd probably be in jail. Huh? I'd probably be dead off of heroin. Red devils or whatever. That's what we call them, red devils and all that stuff, huh? I'll be messed up. Without the Holy Ghost, I can't make it. I cannot stay saved without the Holy Ghost. All right, y'all hear me?
Amen.
Huh? I can't do it. I can't do it. The gift of, so the gift of what?
God, the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is what keeps me.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But this what a saint, when you get saved, you got to work. You know, you're on the other side now. You was on the side with the devil. You got his poison in him, huh? You got his disease. But now you're on the side of who?
Jesus.
You free from sin.
Yes.
And he's going to do everything he can to get you back.
Yes, he is.
But you got what?
God on your side.
You got more than God on your side. You got the power. You shall receive what?
The Holy Ghost.
Power. After what?
After the Holy Ghost comes down.
We're going to say it right. You got to, once the Holy Ghost comes down in you, you are now God's best friend. Y'all hear me?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? He said he know his sheep. He know who those that are his. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Don't you belong to Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Say amen. Like you mean.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You belong to Jesus. And nobody is going to mess with you.
Amen.
You hear me?
Yes.
Devil come up against you. You when you go bed, to bed, sleep, God is already working.
All right.
He told us not to worry. He said, let not your heart be troubled. And when he said that, he meant what he said.
Mm-hmm.
When you are a sheep, a lamb of God, nobody better not mess with you. You hear me?
Amen.
I got proof. It's in the Bible.
Amen.
It said, if anybody mess with what, these little what? Least one. And what it said?
Better than have a millstone.
A millstone. Jesus said that.
In the bottom of the sea.
Who's God? Who is God's least one?
His saints.
Everybody that went down in the water, repented for their sins, went down in the water in Jesus' name, came up walking in newness of life, and received the Holy Ghost,
yes,
is one of God's least one.
That's right. Yeah.
A Hebrew, Jew, Greek, German, don't make no difference. What, black, white, Chinese, whatever.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You were one of His least one.
Amen.
And he said, just like he meant it, if you mess with one of my least ones, it's better than a millstone, a rope tied about your neck. Ooh, that was kind of rough, wasn't it? A rope tied about, everybody know what a millstone is?
Made it like a big stone.
It's a big stone that they have a donkey, use a slave, and they turn, and they put the mill down in, and stone come around and smash it. Everybody bring their meal down there and smash. That thing is huge, huh?
Uh-huh.
He said it would be better if they cast, huh?
Put that on you and cast
you. Cast you into the sea.
That's
rough. That sounds mafia, don't it? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Once you want his least one, the first thing you need to do is do exactly what Paul said. What did he say? Put on the whole armor of God. Thank you, Jesus. And what?
That ye may be able to stand against the wild.
The devil is going. It's his job. That's what a lot of people don't understand. I got saved. I'm supposed to have a baby. Flowers and roses and everything. Everything's going to be beautiful. Everything's going to love and peace.
No. It's going to be like that.
Satan is coming after you.
Yeah,
and most people don't recognize that they got the power.
Amen.
What power you got?
The Holy Ghost.
And you got the power to do what?
To resist the devil.
You can use the antidote on him.
Amen. That's right.
He can't stand. The antidote don't work for him. I'm just talking and going on. Y'all got to pull me, huh? You hear me? He ain't there today, huh? Thank you, Jesus. the name of Jesus was the Word of God.
Yeah.
You go stick the Word of God on the devil.
Yes. Right.
Anybody that's doing evil against you is of the devil.
Amen.
Did y'all hear me?
Yeah.
And you can use that power. When somebody getting on your nerves to come at you and say the devil working in people and just to mess with you, the devil's just going to mess with you. But once you start saying, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
I guarantee you he ain't going to stay there long.
That's all.
I guarantee you got the power.
Amen.
When you go down in Jesus' name, you are a Jesus' name person. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Jesus freak, whatever they want to call you. Huh? What's the other word?
Holy Roly.
Jesus Roly. Whatever. I said, that's what I am. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? And you better not mess with me either. I tell you. Oh, yeah, I'm a Holy Ghost. I'm a Jesus junkie. Thank you, Jesus. I only can tell you this because I have experience with this. Thank you, Jesus. When the devil come up against me, I just get in my corner and I start talking to Jesus.
Yes.
And I said, Lord, I know you see this, huh? I know you know what's going on.
Yes.
Huh? In your name, you told me to act in your name.
In your name.
I guarantee you, he's going to take care of it.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you don't even know, huh,
yes,
what God is doing.
Amen.
Huh? He's working already. Enemy has got to run. Thank you, Jesus. But put on the whole armor of God. This is the first thing that people first have to say. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against the rulers of what?
Darkness.
Of where?
Of this world.
Against spiritual what? In what places? See, you don't realize how much power you got. You got power. You know, we just don't use our power. You know why? Because the devil makes you doubt. You got more power than you think you have. We got the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. What's the next one? Wherefore, take what?
Take unto you
the whole armor
of God,
that ye may be able to what?
Withstand
the what?
In the evil,
evil days. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt
about with truth.
And what?
Breastplate of righteousness.
You got to arm yourself. You got to suit up.
Yes.
Huh? You got to suit up. And we talk about spiritual things. Spiritual breastplate. That's what we're talking about.
And your feet shod.
And what?
And your feet shod
with the preparation of the doctrine. Come on now. Keep on going.
Above all, take the shield of faith.
Take the shield of faith.
Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darkness.
Thank you, Jesus. And what else?
And take the helmet of salvation.
The hammer of salvation.
And the sword of the Spirit.
And the, what's the sword of the Spirit?
The word of God.
See, that's got it now, huh?
Yeah.
You got to take it with you. I'm not telling you to take a big Bible. We used to have a big one right here, huh? Big Bible, huh? Like this Bible. You don't have to go down the street in a Bible with this one. Don't have supposed to be Jesus on it, but walk down the street with a Bible. I walk with a Bible. I first got to say, I walk with a Bible in my hand, and then and a good one is my good side and the other one. Thank you, huh? I want everybody to know I'm a new person. Huh? You don't have to go out and sound, you know, make a scene. You don't have to make a scene. You know, something. They know there's something different about him. You know, he was this way, now he's that way. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do that. But they will notice the change in your life. You got to do this. You got to suit up for battle. You hear me? That's why a lot of people go back into the world, because they say, I had to go through this. We got a devil going to attack you. That's why Jesus sent the Holy Ghost, because he knew that you needed help. Thank you, Jesus. He knew. All of us need help. Ain't nobody on this earth too saved that they don't need no help. Huh? If you so saved and don't need no help, you should be floating. You be floating around. I want to be around you all the time. But you don't need no help. I'm going to be, I want to see you come off the ground. Huh? And float. Everybody, we are still in this flesh. This flesh is what's holding us down. Our downfall is the flesh. The flesh is where Satan dwells. Holy Ghost, or whatever, huh? He dwell in this flesh right here. From the beginning of the world to now. He's going to attack us. He's trying to trick everybody that he possibly can to not make it with Jesus. That's his job. His job is to keep you from making it with Jesus. He don't want you to live with Jesus. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Son, believe in God, also believe in me. He said, in my Father's house there's what? Many mansions. He told us that for a reason. Because one of the mansions up there where God is yours. It got your name on it. Wherever your address is up there, you already have a number. Everybody got a number up there. Their name is in the book. Thank you, Jesus. We the one that forfeit our mansion in heaven. But if we don't live righteous. And everybody got a place in heaven. Don't get me wrong. Sinner and unsinner got a place in heaven. Amen. Long as a sinner is alive, well, and walking around, he got a mansion in heaven. That's it. What?
He got a chance.
Long as he's breathing, she's breathing, they got a chance to have their mansion in heaven. And I could describe heaven to you if you want me to, but it's in the Revelations. Huh? You read in Revelation, you will see what heaven is like. And that's just a glimpse.
Yeah.
That's just a little bit. God, you know, he just shows a little bit, he don't show us too much. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you, Jesus. But he told you in Revelation what heaven is like. And everybody on earth have a place in heaven if they're ready when Jesus comes and take the church out of the earth.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
That's the day. That's the day I'm waiting for.
Amen.
I don't want to be here during the tribulation. Huh? I don't want to. I don't want to be here when the Antichrist is here. I want to be gone with Jesus. He made a promise that he was going to come and take his bride out of this. We are the bride of Jesus.
Amen.
He's coming to take us out of this world so we won't have to go through the stuff that's coming. So you can see how the world is now.
Amen.
You know, you can just walk and go home. May the Lord watch. Between men and thee.
While
we're asking. One from another. And this we do. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.